This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. A Northeast Ohio musician has spent the past 2 years creating a performance piece that he hopes will raise awareness about racial injustice. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with Chris Coles about the Nine Lives Project. Two local jazz musicians, MCs, dancers, and animators have been working to perfect Cole's vision. The live performance tells the story of the 2015 shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, where white supremacists killed 9 black parishioners at Emmanuel AME Church. Coles, who's a saxophonist and music teacher, says it was a turning point in his life.
After hearing about it, I was kind of hurt, and it was, to me, like, very, I think, historically significant. In the sense that it's the first attack in my lifetime where you see a racially, like legitimately racially charged thing. And I thought we were past that. I just felt compelled. I was like, you know, I gotta write something about this.
What did you say? What inspired you and what did you write about?
There's this thing in music called like tone poems. And it's like an old like 1800s writing style where you try to tell a story through music. So I tried to imagine myself at a church service and see all of this happen. A man come in, he prays with the people, he opens fire. So I tried to like envision all of this in real time. We played it as a workshop kind of thing at the Bob Stop in Cleveland in the summer of 2015. And then like I went to the Jazz and Creative Arts workshop at the Banff Center in Canada and then premiered the 15-minute version, Nine Lives, there. The director of that program said, you know, you should maybe write a grant for this.
You wrote a Night Arts Challenge grant.
Yes.
And you received $45,000.
It's a $90,000 matching grant. But yeah, they give you half. So yeah, $45,000.
And then you raised another $40,000.
Yes.
So with the grant money, you were able to expand that. And now it's from 12 minutes to
40 minutes.
So what all is involved in this 40-minute production?
The Nine Lives Suite is a four-movement kind of piece. And each movement is dedicated to some form of collaboration with another artist. The first movement, my friend Sam Blakesley wrote a piece for him to come out. The second piece, Nine Lives, is a live animation. So it kind of depicts the story of the Charleston church shooting in a little bit of an abstract sense. The third movement is with a dancer, choreographer, and teacher, Gregory King does work with the Kent State Dance Ensemble. So he brought in Elevated Hip Hop Group. And in the fourth movement is going to feature Jewel Big Green, who's an MC in the area. And I wrote this, you know, track for him to kind of do his spoken word and rap thing over.
You got some of your close musician friends in the area to come together too and perform the music.
Yes.
What are you hoping is the response?
What I hope happens is that we think about these people and we remember them. And not just like every year that it happens, but that we take them with us and that changes how we think. Because that's the one thing that I think I don't see from anyone is change of thought. These people have been with me this entire piece. I've been thinking about them and trying to like, what can I do to be better? And I'm not saying that I've done it, but I at least want people to leave thinking that, man, maybe I should change up how I'm thinking about this. And we can do it right here in Akron. Like, it can start right here.
Chris, congratulations on this project. Thanks for joining me.
I appreciate you.
That's Chris Coles of the Nine Lives Project. The performance debuts Saturday at the Rubber City Jazz and Blues Festival in Akron. He says audio and video recordings are in the works, and he plans to donate proceeds to the Charleston Emmanuel AME Church. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.